everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The San Francisco Giants are coming to St. Louis the weekend of May 19th, 20th, and 21st. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, it's the adult 1987 red mesh batting practice jersey. Saturday, the Purina Cardinals Pet Bowl. And Sunday, the adult rhinestone cap. That's May 19th, 20th, and 21st. The Cards and Giants. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey fans, Matt Carpenter here. On Saturday, May 20th, we play the San Francisco Giants. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a Cardinals Pet Bowl presented by Purina.
Ooh, is that nice to see?
Make your furry friend happy by taking home this special Cardinals Pet Bowl. That's Saturday, May 20th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
The good news, our business is growing. The bad news, we have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job will be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Deborah Bass, fashion editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I'm driven to keep St. Louis at the forefront of fashion and culture. So here's the latest fashion: ride sharing. That's right, carpooling or vanpooling with Ride Finders is an enormous help to our community. Making this simple lifestyle change today helps improve the future of St. Louis and keeps you looking good. We call it sustainable commuting. It's all the rage. Go to sharetheridestl.com to learn more. Ride Finders, what drives you?
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from a historical restoration in the Moorlands of Clayton by Period Restoration.
It's the Inside Out Show live on remote.
That's my line.
That's this Saturday, the Inside Out Show live from a historical restoration in the Moorlands of Clayton by Period Restoration, 731 Westwood Drive.
Come and join us.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRA.
Do I have a commercial?
Yes, for right now.
Crap.
There's more on the way.
All right.
So join his partners and him.
That's me.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Or full of chat and
and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a rat head in your bucket of chicken.
Oh. So can you stand up? We're
I
about
love that.
To get
it's good eating.
Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the May 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 44 years and something a little different today. We have a testimonial from a patient of Ballast Dental Care, and I don't even know this guy. He's a friend of Peon's, and he raved about going to Ballast Dental Care, so we'll just let him rave on the air. We will meet him and talk to him about his experience or experiences at Ballast Dental Care, and then I will tell you why I've never wanted to go anywhere else after 44 years. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
And that is introduce you to these two guys. First, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus,
yes,
which is
are.
A member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
This man's been a part of this show since, well, before the show was even here. He is a charter member of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's Dan Levi Strauss, and he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy is not happy with Bill Cleveland. I don't know if you caught it or not, but in Bill's little talk about that weird place, he said that architect Frank Lloyd Wright had told him at one point, I wouldn't hire you to build a... What kind of crate was it?
Cheese.
To build a cheese crate.
Oh.
Rat Boy took offense to that.
Oh, boy.
He's trying to get a hold of Bill right now. Why'd you have to use that? So sensitive. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sit down. Please, be seated.
Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Do we have our mystery guest, Jay, on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Peon, tell us how... Now, you know this guy, right?
Yes.
He's a friend of yours.
Yes.
Jay, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
You know what? You know what I want to say to that? I want to say, I'm doing great, Frank. And that's my homage to Reggie right there. I miss Reggie.
It sounded kind of like Reggie. It's a pretty good impression of Reggie, actually. Jay, can I give your last name? Do you mind? Or?
Sure, it's Hanks. Yeah.
Are you related to Tom Hanks?
No, I have a lot better movie tickets than seats.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So tell me your story. Well, how did we end up having you on the air here?
You talk about Ballast Dental Care and how long, you know, you say, I know you don't want to say it, you don't want to admit it, but some of you have not been to the dentist, and I went 10 years without going to the dentist.
Ooh, not a good idea.
No, and the thing is, I don't think it's that uncommon.
It's not.
And I met with Dr. Watanabe, fantastic. I met with his staff, fantastic. And, you know, they comforted me, and they all but held my hand and walked me through the meadow and said, look, this is how it's going to be. And I had my teeth thoroughly clean for the first time in 10 years.
Wow, that had to feel good.
Well, hear me out on this. It was bad. It was awful.
Yeah.
But you know what? It would have been, in my opinion, it would have been worse, 10 times worse, had I gone anywhere else once I got it done.
Exactly right.
You know, you can have a, you can have a 1969 Camaro, but if you leave it sitting out in the field for 10 years, it's not going to be pretty when it's time to fix it up.
That's true. That's true.
Held my hand through that. You know, then they recommend that you come back, you know, whenever you get cleanings monthly. They recommend you do it once a year, once every 6 months. You know what I do now?
What?
I go back there quarterly.
Get out of here.
No.
See, from staying away for 10 years to now wanting to go every 3 months.
Because it's not a bad experience once you keep up on it. The staff, there's a Mary, who's my hygienist.
She's mine, too.
She's become a friend of mine. I know all her business. She knows all my business, you know. And if you don't want to know her business, she'll shut up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about there is from the beginning they held my hand and they walked me through it.
Now you keep talking about holding your hand. Yeah. I don't believe I've ever had.
No, not holding. Virtually holding your hand.
Oh, it's a figure of speech.
And they tell you what they're going to do, and I've never been to a dentist, and every time I go, he tells me that he has a treatment plan for me. Here's what you got. Here's some issues you got. Right now, we need to address this. We'll get to this later, but right now, we need to do this. So you always know exactly what they're doing and what's going on, and I've never had that at a dentist before in my life.
All right. Well, welcome to the family, and as a patient, a fellow patient, thank you for your loyalty to the show. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. I could not. I know this sounds silly at 45 years of age that I'm recommending a dentist, but I could not recommend a dentist any higher than Ballast Dental Care. Ian's a buddy of mine, and I've told him, I said, look, if you want somebody to go on the show and tell them how great it is, go. If you haven't been, go. They will help you, and you'll not stop going.
So you would be willing to come on there and tell us that? Oh, wait, he just did.
Yeah, that's right.
I actually, and Ian knows this, I had to change insurance for a year where I couldn't go there because our insurance changed, and it was not good. And I checked in, Ian saw it, I checked in on Facebook the day my insurance changed, the day I went back there and said, I said, oh, happy day, I'm back here at my dentist. Who does that? Nobody.
You do.
Right, but I mean, I cannot recommend them any higher.
All right, Jay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, Jay Hanks, no relation to Tom Hanks.
No. Yeah.
See how happy that guy was? 10 years he didn't go to the dentist. And you know what? It's not that uncommon. You think, oh, man, I'm embarrassed. I told you I got an email from somebody who hadn't been in 20 years to the dentist. And like he said, it just makes things worse. It's a lot harder to cut through all that stuff on your teeth when you let it build up that long. So get on with it. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com.
You did a good job, too.
If you say that, then he'll want to do regular commercials.
Okay, yeah.
He would too.
Yeah, I can tell. No, I can tell. He enjoyed being on, and it was good. I hate it when this happens, but Mike Evans was right yesterday.
What?
I questioned the thing about Bruce Jenner having his penis cut off. He has had it cut off. I went and did a little checking at several different sources.
How far did you check?
Well, he had it gone. It's gone. I mean, he had it done, January of this year.
So did they do that fillet thing where
you
they turn
what?
It into a...
I don't know.
I think that is the method. When you have it done, they turn it inside out.
All I know is that's dedication. You really do want to be a woman when you let him cut Mr. Happy off.
Wow.
That says it all right there. So he was right. I'm not going to tell him today. Maybe he will have forgotten about it because he was drinking. He doesn't need to know he was right. A week from this Saturday night is the Window World Trivia Night. Ladies and gentlemen, you're making me nervous here. And every year... You do this to me. It comes down to the wire, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, are we going to be able to be the table that raises the most money for St. Jude? And we usually are. Why are you doing this to me? Look, we have room at the table for two more couples. Two couples. Cough up some money here. Make a bid to take those four seats. You can email me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. You can call Dan right here before the show is over. Give him a name and number, and we'll go on the air and announce, hey, we got $1,500 or $2,000 from this couple. Whatever. You want to be anonymous? That's fine, too. You will have a blast. It's a week from Saturday night. The tables are all sold out. They have been for a couple of months. But our table, which holds 10 people. I will not be able to be there. I will be out of town. But Peon and Angela will be there, and Dan and Sandy will be there, and Paul and his wife, and Paul coughed up $2,500 to sit at this table. And trust me, it'll be worth every dollar, because every single dollar goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. If you don't want me to beg every day from now through next week till we get close to Saturday, then help us out here. You know who you are. You're driving a real nice car and you live in a nice house. You make plenty of money, and a couple of grand or $1,000 is not going to change your life. But it's money well spent. And it's tax deductible, goes to St. Jude, so come on.
And we're in the VIP section.
VIP table, which means free access to the buffet, and you have the right to steal food off John Landoff's table.
Yes.
So it's a blast, and you'll like it, and you won't be sorry.
It is fun. A lot of silent auction stuff, too, and different things. So it's a good time.
Get on with it. And, again, my email address, if you want to email me, and I'll call you and verify, and we'll talk, and it's frankopinion@yahoo.com. Pretty easy to remember. You know what Carfax is?
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks to my older son, who knows a lot about shopping for cars and about things like Carfax, I'll go into greater detail at another time, but that Carfax thing is good and it's bad. I had a situation recently, and I can't go into it now for reasons that I can't even go into, but if you have an accident, you're in a wreck, and the police are called, they're going to report to Carfax that your car was in an accident. Even if it's just a bumper scuff, it shows up on Carfax as a car that's been in an accident. But here's the other part that doesn't make sense. If somebody replaces a transmission or an engine in a car, that's not going to show up on Carfax.
Hmm.
So there's a lot about it that's not right, and it's deceiving. So you need to know that before you get all freaked out that some car in an accident. Dig a little deeper. Maybe it was no big deal. Or maybe that car is not a car you want. My older son, the second car we bought him, we bought from a person who had advertised the car for sale. They lived at St. Albans. We went out there. The car looked terrific. It was about a 6-year-old Lexus or something, and it was nice. Had a lot of miles on it, but we drove it, and it drove fine. We get home, and I don't think it was more than a couple of months. The transmission went out on it, and when they took it in, then they told us, they said, do you realize this is not the transmission that came with this car? It had already been replaced once. And not only that, the steering wheel blew. It was a blue leather, started peeling off. The guy had dyed the steering wheel to cover up all the scrapes and scratches in the leather, and the dye was coming off. And that stuff's not going to be a Carfax. Uh-oh. If you pull that car up on Carfax, it would show no accidents, but it wouldn't show a transmission replaced, and the job that was done wasn't very good. So just a little information for you on Carfax. As a lady who's been arrested in Pennsylvania for stealing vanilla extract and drinking it, she's an alcoholic. And when I read that, have you ever tasted vanilla extract? It smells great.
No.
It smells so good, but by itself, it's
bad.
It's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, and did you know it's going through the roof because the vanilla bean is the crops didn't come in as well as they thought, so the vanilla is going to go up, the price of vanilla.
Well, then there's that fake bean. It's not really, they're fake. It's not really vanilla, but Milla Vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
They fake singing. Remember
yeah.
Not many people could have come up with that like that. That's
no.
talent, buddy. The reason I mentioned that story, when I was a kid in a hillbilly hit town in Tennessee, our barber, there was only one barber shop. And the barber had told my dad, and he goes, this is the strangest thing. He said he was missing. They used to have back behind the chair all these colorful bottles. Those were like hair tonic.
Oh.
And they were almost pure alcohol, like Vitalis and that.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones they would keep the combs in.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That kind of stuff. Plus, they would just. Some was aftershave. One of the barbers was drinking it all up.
Oh.
And they finally caught him. And I'll never forget, this guy looked just like Elvis Presley, except he was cross-eyed. And I thought that was the weirdest thing, because he had Elvis hair, and he was really good looking, but his eyes were crossed. And I always wonder, how do you cut hair if your eyes are crossed? But he did, and he was drinking all the hair tonic from behind the barber chairs. I heard Dale Earnhardt, who was in today for John Carney, I heard him interview this kid. Help me out, Peon.
Dale Earnhart?
Earhart. Dale Earhart.
Earhart.
I don't know that I get it. Help me real quickly. We don't have a lot of time. This Carter Wilkerson, who set a new record for retweeting. Well, what does that mean, really? All-time retweet record.
So you, and I don't even Twitter, but somehow I know this. When you have a Twitter account, you...
I know you don't Twitter, because you wouldn't say I don't Twitter. You'd say I don't tweet.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I know.
I have one, but I hardly ever use it. When you post on there, it's called a tweet.
Right.
And then other people can click a button where it retweets it, so all the people that they have on their thing see your tweet.
So 100 people each send it to their 100 people.
Exactly. And they, it's like okay. that. And so it's like a chain mail almost kind of thing. So it originated where he wanted, he sent Wendy's, what do I have to do to get...
A year's worth of McNuggets.
Yeah.
Or not McNuggets, but chicken nuggets.
And they said, I think they said 18 million. And so the previous most retweeted thing was Ellen DeGeneres when she took that selfie. Remember that at that award show?
Right. She got 3,430,751.
Yes. And this kid just beat her the other day because this thing just went viral and everybody go, oh, I want to jump in. I want to see him get this. So,
and I guess my reaction to that is, what?
Exactly.
Free nuggets.
Okay, he got a year's worth of nuggets, so I guess...
And Wendy's gets free PR.
Wendy's is the big winner. Wendy's has been mentioned all over this country all day. So they're the big winner. Yeah, it's worth every bit of a year's worth of nuggets. That didn't cost them much of anything.
So, hey, before you bring the ladies in and everything, I'm surprised you didn't have this. And I was going to mention it in the Burke segment, and I completely forgot about it.
What?
This morning, there was a guy that was being robbed at a gas station.
He got shot. In the buttocks?
Yes.
I know that story.
Yeah, the guy turned around and the guy had, he's pumping gas, gets finished pumping gas, the guy walks up to rob him, and he has a gun and turns around and shoots the guy in the butt. And then...
He's got an extra hole back there.
Yeah. And then,
I think it's beautiful.
Then he ended up going to some urgent care or something like that, and that's where the cops caught him. But the other guy that was driving the car, he's still on the loose. I don't know if they've caught him, but they've linked them to a couple of different robberies.
Get him because Mr. Extra Butthole will give him up. He will. He will. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, you're right. I did see that story, and I forgot to mention it. Wow. Stories like that just don't get enough press. The good guy with the gun wins.
But they did give this one some press this morning. They did. They gave it press.
All right, good. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I think the caller's name was Tony earlier. He didn't even realize it, but he reminded me of a great joke. There are two blondes in an elevator, and the doors open. This is a big high-rise office building. Doors open, and a guy steps on and says hello, and then he turns and faces the doors with his back to them. The blondes are in the back of the elevator, so they're looking at the back of his head. He's a nice-looking guy. Next floor, he gets off. And the blondes stay on. And the one blonde says to the other, she says, you know, he's a nice-looking guy, but that dandruff. My goodness, I've never seen so much dandruff. Looks like he came out of a snowstorm. And her blonde friend says, yeah, you know, somebody ought to give him some head and shoulders. And her friend says, how do you give shoulders?
All right, let's see if traffic's moving along or if it's stopped. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it still seems to be kind of stalled out a little bit on southbound 270. They're working with this accident midway between Page and Olive. The two left lanes are blocked now, and you're backed up north of Dorset. And then you're slow again from south of Olive all the way down to Marshall Road. We've got a report of an accident on westbound Highway 70 near Union that's got the right lane blocked. Looks like we have slow traffic from about O'Fallon Park. Eastbound Highway 270 jams up from 370 around the bend through West Florissant. Northbound 170 is heavy from the Rock Road up through Airport Road. We have eastbound 40 downtown is Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 looks like it's Grand out through McCausland. A little bit slow as you go from Timberlake Manor through Boone's Crossing. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. When it's time for new tech, go to Staples. Purchase a new PC or printer at Staples and receive 30 days of tech support free. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-600-1568. Transcend is cleared by the FDA, and it's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-600-1568. That's 1-800-600-1568.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-9373. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-9373. That's 1-800-600-9373. 1-800-600-9373.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, we know men don't like to ask for help, whether it's asking for directions or taking care of themselves. So if your guy is over 45 and not feeling like the man he used to be, he may need help boosting his free testosterone levels. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. And right now, we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Just text the word KEEP to 42424 now. Nugenix is so effective, it's now the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. So if you want to help your man feel like the man he used to be, just text KEEP to 42424 now, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting KEEP to 42424. That's K-E-E-P to 42424.
Is your garage floor showing its age? Is it oil-stained, cracked, or just flat ugly? I invite you to check out STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete patio, or porch in just one day. SealTech uses 21st century polymers, not epoxies, guaranteed for 15 years, and it comes in 15 different colors to choose from. If you use a do-it-yourself product before and chances are it failed, call SealTech. They can clean up that mess and redo your floor in just one day with the color of your choice and finish. STLGarageFloors.com to see what I'm talking about. 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation appointment and a quote. 636-294-6299. SealTech is a Better Business Bureau A-plus rated accredited business. SealTech is locally owned and operated. STLGarageFloors.com. 636-294-6299. SealTech Garage Floors.
Hey, it's John Carney for Allen Roofing. And with storm season, again, the top of your house getting a beating. Turn to a name you could trust, people that are local and have been here a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1972. Contractor Magazine has named them one of the tops in the country. So for your siding, for your gutters, for your roof, turn to somebody and somebody here. They've done their homework. Do yours. Allen Roofing, online at aroofing.net.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney June 9th at Normandy Golf Course will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors in the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get
I know where we're headed. We're headed to the Coachella Valley in Southern California. That's where Mike Evans resides. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. Next door is a smokehouse market. If you've never been there, you're in for a treat, and you will go back. They're closed on Mondays, and take my advice. I'd make a reservation even for lunch. You'll absolutely need one for dinner. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards must be a great idea because they sell thousands of them every year. Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. Here's Mike Evans, everybody. Man, he's diving right in there. How you doing?
Let me see. How am I doing? I'm doing fine.
That's my bit, I believe.
Everything's your bit.
No, not everything.
Everything's your bit.
Not everything. Here's this
is my wife, please. Oh, that was just Frank's bit.
No, here, this wasn't my bit. Take care of my business. See, that's yours.
That's mine.
Take care of my business.
Very sad time here at the Evans Abode.
Abode?
Abode.
Abode.
Very sad.
Why?
Because Cheryl's gone.
Oh, your wife? Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do?
I hate it when she's gone. I freaking hate it.
Well, she'll be back. When will you be back, Cheryl?
Oh, there you go.
That's my original routine.
There you go. This is coming from a guy that couldn't get laid if he was an egg. Come on, man.
Wow, never heard that before.
Come on now.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to help you out. You want to write that down while I do my pop quiz on me?
Okay, go
write
ahead.
Write down while I do my pop quiz. Take care of my baby.
Oh, my goodness.
I could be on for a long time. Too bad you didn't call really early because I've been drinking wine by myself.
Oh,
had me a gummy bear.
I wish we had. Young people listening right now, please listen to this segment. This is what can happen.
This is how wonderful your life can be.
When you consume alcoholic beverages.
This is how wonderful your life can be.
And have gummy
Let's have
bears.
That question.
Three of these four people have admitted that they have taken
lysergical acid dithiolamide.
LSD.
That's right. Now that you know all about it.
I know nothing about it, but I know a lot of people took it.
Name the name of the one person who did not take acid. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Angelina Jolie. Love Nuggets. Here's some scoop for you. Brad and Angelina have been talking this week.
Oh, good.
Brad's completed. It is this wonderful, Frank opinion. He has finished his rehab. I would say the chances are slim, but I think there is definitely a chance that they could get back together.
Boy, that would be so great.
That'd be beautiful, Franco.
Make my life.
Poor kids.
We all, you know what we do? We all get together and take them out or something.
Yeah.
So they can celebrate.
Take them to Annie Guns.
By the way, I almost said something about Annie Guns when I heard you talking about him. Now, I want you people to listen to me. I've been all over the world. And that Annie Guns really is one of my top five restaurants in the world.
That's a testimonial. Top five in the world.
It's just fabulous. And I think it's the food but it's, and the service, but it's just the atmosphere of the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people agree.
There you go. I just want to be honest. That's the kind of man I am, Franco.
Yeah.
I got a little royal hatred.
Okay.
There's a lot of hate going on over there in that Buckingham Palace. Hard to know who hates who the most. First, Prince Charles' wife, Camilla Parker, hates Prince Harry's American sweetie, Meghan Markle. Will not be in the same room with her. Don't know why. But Prince Harry hates Camilla. You know, that's a stepmom. She married the dad after his mom, Prince died, that passed away.
Frank, a lot of people think that maybe Prince Harry really isn't Charles's son.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Doesn't look anything like
him. He didn't look anything like his brother or his dad.
The brother looks just like the dad.
Yep.
Harry didn't look anything like. He looks a lot like that publicist that she spent a lot of time with. New book that Bill Clinton had, lots of flings in the White House, not just Monica Lewinsky, Stevie Nicks, Barbara Streisand, and the others. You know what Bill Clinton will say about that? I did not have sexual relations with all those 42 other women.
Does he have throat cancer?
See, you know, that's just mean. Hold on a second. Well, I want to actually
think. Did you say you had?
Okay. That just mean-spirited is what that is.
I'm sorry.
Mean-spirited. Really good show coming on Thursday and Friday night on TNT. It's called American Race, hosted by Shoot from the Hip, Charles Barkley, who talks to just regular folks about race relations in this country, talks to people in Ferguson, Missouri, talks to Muslims in Minnesota, talks to some poor blacks in the South, talks to some of the rich Hollywood stars and some of the ridiculous backup bias. Really a good show. It's called American Race. So on Thursday and Friday nights on the TNT channel.
I'm going to bet it is good. I'll watch that.
There you go. Two New York Post headlines. On the back sports page above a photograph of the New York Yankee rookie, 6'7", almost 300-pound home run hitter Aaron Judge. Headline screamed, Tower of Power.
That's good.
Announcing President Trump will meet with the Pope next month during his visit to the Vatican. New York Post headline screams, Prez will come to Papa.
That's a little disrespectful.
Well, no, the Pope is called Papa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's French for Pope. Papa.
Ah, see, I didn't know
see,
that.
See, well, if you listen to me, then...
I don't know what he said. Nobody knows what he said. He doesn't even know what he said.
No.
Personal comment. I love Bora Bora. I love Tahiti. I love Western Samoa. I love Apia. I love Pono Pono. I love Hawaii. I love beautiful places, great beaches. But I got to tell you, personal comment, I'm just saying to people out there, because I love y'all, because you're part of our family. You're AM and Apia.
That's right.
The place is really, really beautiful, but I've never been safe when I was there. I never felt safe. It's Belize.
I don't believe most of us have been there.
I believe you when you say that.
Oh, hey, that's real
well,
funny.
Well, I just ruined myself.
That's real funny.
There it is.
You know what? This was really...
5 minutes, 18 seconds.
This was a good segment.
Right down your rectum is what it's done. Shot right down the rectum, right out of the anus, right up against the wall.
Simmer down there.
And finally.
Oh, man.
Four people have admitted trying LSD. Name the one person that said, I've never done it, ever. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Angelina Jolie.
I'll go Jobs.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg?
The answer is Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I haven't. I lie. David, I've been home.
You and me, Peon Zuckerberg.
Wow.
We got it. We're the winners.
Yep.
Somebody's a loser. Oh, hi, Dan.
Oh,
that was Mike Evans. Young people, listen to me. Brain cells, alcohol kills them. It kills them. That's how you could end up talking just like that.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
You overdo the alcohol.
I'm guessing you didn't have an abundance of them to start with.
He said something about a gummy bear, too. So.
Well, for those who don't know, medicinal marijuana out there comes in the form of cookies and brownies and gummy bears, and that's the gummy bear reference. And it's medicine. He's sick.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you just
sick.
Heard how sick he is. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, right next door. A quick reminder that Window World, that trivia night, is coming up a week from Saturday night. I'm going to badger you starting tomorrow into next week if I have to get two more couples at our table. I also just want to make sure you understand that this is a very charitable company, and it's also the company that offers the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and they'll come to your house, give you a free estimate. They're offering 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Great track record, only been around a little over 14 years, and my goodness, look at over 46,000 windows in the St. Louis area. Simply the best for less. You'll learn what that means when you make the decision to put Window World windows in your home. And if you want to write to me and email me and say, I'd like to sit at that table, here's some cash, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Window World, windowworldst.louis.com.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyman.
Still working with the accident, blocking two left lanes, southbound 270 between Olive and Page. You're backed up to Dorset, and then you have a wide opening, and you start slowing down from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 70 near Union that had a right lane blocked, and traffic is jammed back to a little west of Grand, but eastbound drivers, they're slowing down from 170 through Union, taking a look at it. You're getting better in North County, eastbound Highway 270, slowing McDonald through Highway 170. Southbound 170, heavy now from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, just a bit heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound, looks like we have stop-and-go traffic from approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. When it's time for new tech, go to Staples. Purchase a new PC or printer at Staples and receive 30 days of tech support free. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
The rains came. The waters rose, creating havoc for travelers throughout the St. Louis metro area. And while other area talk stations aired programming from Florida, New York, or L.A., KTRS was live and local, bringing you traffic reports from Tim Weiland and updates from the award-winning KTRS News Department to pass on the information you needed to know. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more at hum.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Don't forget, tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman, attorney at law, will be here. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Nick!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS, St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
St. Louis police shot and killed a woman today. What police say she was doing before the shooting?
A suspect shot during an attempted robbery. The crime spree that police say he was on overnight.
A new drug is giving new hope to ALS patients. The SSM Health Medical Minute coming up.
But first at 6, a St. Louis family is upset after they claim their 4-year-old daughter was injured on a public playground dedicated to Yadier Molina.
Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins joins us now live from Wellston, where it happened, with the injuries the girl suffered and why city leaders still believe the park is safe. Kelly.
Well, this